From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. authorities are investigating an apparent security breach on the grounds of the White House here in Washington. U.S. media outlets reporting the Secret Service said that a person was arrested without incident late Friday night after scaling a section of fence around the White House. Authorities say the intruder was carrying a backpack that did not contain anything hazardous. So far, the name of the person has not been released. President Trump was reportedly in the White House at the time of the incident. Twin bombings in Syria's capital Saturday are said to have killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more, making it one of the most deadly attacks in the Syrian capital during the six-year civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blast hit an area of Damascus near Shiite mausoleums that draw pilgrims from around the world. The pilgrims had gathered at a bus station to visit a nearby cemetery. Iraq's foreign ministry said most of the dead and wounded were Iraqis. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. Political analysts said the resounding victory in Uttar Pradesh puts Modi's party in a commanding position ahead of the 2019 general elections. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to retaliate after the Netherlands barred Turkey's foreign minister from flying in for a campaign rally ahead of a referendum to change Turkey's constitution.
Bunlar Nazi kalıntısı.
President Erdogan lashed out at the Netherlands, saying they are the vestiges of the Nazis, they are fascists. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until 2029. Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. The White House confirms President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Here now from the White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Sean Spicer, White House spokesperson. Supporters of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye rallied in Seoul Saturday, protesting the Constitutional Court's ruling that led to her removal from office. Police are bracing for more violence after two supporters of Park were killed as they tried to break through police lines outside the court Friday. A large rally by those in favor of the ouster of Park also took place Saturday. South Korea now must hold an election by May 9th to choose Park's successor. A federal judge in the U.S. state of Wisconsin has blocked the enforcement of President Trump's revised travel ban that would prevent a Syrian woman and her child from entering the United States. Earlier this year, Mr. Trump's temporary travel ban, barring admission to the U.S. to citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries, was blocked by the federal courts. Trump's new ban goes into effect on March the 16th. And the U.S. plans to send 1,000 soldiers to Kuwait as part of its effort to counter the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The plan comes as officials tell VOA a contingent of Marines have arrived in Syria to provide additional capabilities for allied forces working to push Islamic State forces from their de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.